Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NFL. Devontae Parker is inactive for Sunday's game against the Falcons. Though Parker was able to practice on a limited basis throughout the week, he ultimately didn't demonstrate enough progress to avoid a third consecutive absence. With Parker sidelined for another week, Jalen Waddle, 10 catches for 70 yards and 2 touchdowns on 13 targets in Week 6, and Mike Gesicki are expected to function as a top pass-catching options for Tua in Week 7. Saquon Barkley, who will miss his second straight game Sunday against the Panthers, has an outside chance of returning to action Week 8 in a November 1st game against Kansas City. Barkley looks to be somewhere between doubtful and questionable for Week 8, with his status for that contest likely to hinge on whether or not his sprained left ankle hinders him in practices next Thursday through Saturday. At this stage, a Week 9 game against Las Vegas on November 7th looks to be a likelier target return date for Barkley. Devontae Booker should fill a three-down role out of the New York backfield as long as Barkley is sidelined. Julio Jones is expected to play Sunday against Kansas City despite being listed as questionable. Jones, who exited Monday's win over the Bills in the fourth quarter, took the questionable tag into the weekend after practicing in a limited fashion both Thursday and Friday. The wideout, who is dealing with a hamstring issue since Week 3, has expressed optimism that he'll be able to play Sunday, and they should be good to go if he avoids any setbacks while warming up. Fortunately for those considering Jones in Week 7 fantasy lineups, the Titans kick off against Kansas City among the early wave of games at 1 p.m. Eastern. DK Metcalf was not listed on the injury report ahead of Monday's contest against the Saints. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.